It's Dr. Cassie Smith, and welcome to Back to the Basics, a simple approach to health in the modern world. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today and hopefully learn ways that could help you improve your health. The modern world has left little time to focus on health and wellness. I hope to give you some quick and simple ways to be well and live your best life. I'm Dr. Cassie Smith, and I wanted to introduce myself on this first episode of my podcast and just kind of tell you guys how I got here, who I am, and just let you guys know a little bit about me. So that way you can decide whether you want to come with me on this journey of back to the basics, a simple approach to healthcare in the modern world. So I am very passionate about educating patients and providers when it comes to healthcare. I think healthcare in this country is in a really bad place, and a lot of it is due to lack of education. And so there are very simple things we can do to put healthcare back on track. We just need to make sure that providers understand it, that patients understand it, and then we have the proper education. Let me give you a little bit of background about myself, where I came from, how I was raised, and how I got here, because I think that's very key. So I grew up in a very small town called Lebanon, Missouri. There was about 10,000 people that lived there whenever I was growing up. It was, you know, somewhat of a rural town. My parents were great. Neither one of them attended college. My dad worked in the car business. My mom worked in a factory, a jean factory. We lived a very modest life. Where I grew up, education was not something that was super important. I learned that at an early age, I found education to be very important. I was just very interested in science and biology and different things like that. I was lucky enough to have a mom and a dad who saw that and who cared. And so they did try to help me in any way that they could learn and educate myself. So I went through school and I knew that I wanted to do something to help others. And I think I was around fifth or sixth grade whenever I decided, you know what, I think I'm going to be a doctor. And I wanted to be a doctor just because I found it fascinating that people could have all these different disease processes. And I wanted to know why. Why do they have these disease processes? How do we fix them? And if you ask my dad or my mom, the stories my dad will tell you about me as a child was, I was somewhat of an annoying child because I always wanted to know why. Why does that happen? How does that happen? How do we fix that? And I think that's what really spurred me into this as a child and into being a physician. Because when I read about disease processes or I learned about them in school, you know, people said, oh, I had a heart attack. I have diabetes. Why? My question was like, what went wrong that happened and how do we fix it? And so that's kind of where it all started. But then as I got older, I will tell you that when I was in high school, I came to a point where I thought, maybe this isn't the right place for me to go. Maybe being a doctor is not what's going to be the best road for me. And it happened because of a very unfortunate situation with a high school counselor. So I told my high school counselor, I think I was in like 10th or 11th grade, that I wanted help filling out applications for college because I wanted to be a doctor. And my high school counselor told me that that was ridiculous. No one in my family had ever went to college, and that I probably needed to pick a different career path that was a little more, you know, attainable, I think is the word that they used. And so that really hurt me. And I spent a couple weeks like really reconsidering it because I had this plan. I was going to be a doctor. And what happened was I had this nice lesson from my father around the same time that kind of changed the trajectory of my life. So I had a job growing up when I was like 14 or 15. I worked at a store called Cornerstone. It was a sub store, sandwich store. And I had that job because I needed money. I wanted money for gas and I wanted money, you know, to do things. And I'll never forget one summer I told my parents, well, I didn't tell them, I guess I asked them, but I said, hey, I know someone who's going on this ski trip and I really want to go on this ski trip in the winter with them. And my dad was just like, no. And I was like, okay. And it upset me a little bit, but I was like, okay. And then he came back around to me and he said, you know, Cassie, when people tell you no, you can't do something, maybe you should figure out how you could do it. And I was kind of like, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, I told you no because I'm not giving you the money to go on the ski trip, but you have a job. So if you really want to go on the ski trip, then why don't you figure out how to work enough to pay for your ski trip? And I thought, okay, I mean, I guess I can do that, right? And he's like, yeah, when people tell you no in life, if they tell you no and they have a good reason, then you just figure out, okay, how can I fix that reason? And you do what you want. And so that kind of happened around a few weeks before this whole incident with the high school counselor. And so although I was really hurt, I was laying in bed one night because I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to shift into? What am I going to do since I'm not a doctor? How am I going to rewrite all these statements that I wrote to go to college? And I remembered that, what my dad told me. He said, when people tell you no, you figure out in life, how can you fix that? And that was what I always did as a kid too, right? I'm the fixer. I want to know how do you fix it? And so this light bulb went off in my head and I thought, you know what? I'm going to figure out how to go to college and be a doctor because that's what I want to do. And so that's exactly what I did. I was like, you know what? Just because my parents didn't go to school and just because I didn't come from a very, influential family and a very educated family, that doesn't mean that I can't do it. And so I made the decision that I was going to go to college and I was going to be a doctor. And so I rewrote all those essays that I'd already written and I did a better job. And I applied for more schools than I already had. I applied for a ton of them. I applied for them in Missouri. I applied for them all over out of the state because I thought, you know what? I had only applied for like 5 or 6. I'm going to apply for 35 because if 5 or 6 say no, I bet 1 out of 35 won't say no. So I did all this work. I did way more work than I thought I was going to have to do initially. I did so much work. I applied for every school I could apply for. I went to a ton of interviews. And I actually got in to a med school out of high school. So that was insane. I applied for the University of Missouri, Kansas City. It was a 6-year program and you did an undergraduate and a med school at the same time. Now, why did I apply for that? Because I was insane. Because somebody told me I couldn't do it. And I said to myself, okay, if I can't do it and they think I can't do it, I'm going to do everything I can to prove them wrong. So I picked one of the best schools in the nation where I could just be accepted immediately. And I thought, I'm going to give it a chance. I might as well, right? And when I wrote my essay to get accepted to school, I kind of wrote it based on that. Like, I'm very passionate understanding why and the how, and I want to help people. And I remember when I went to my interview, I interviewed with a gentleman at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, who I think could just tell how passionate I was about understanding why and how to help people. And so I got in and I went to med school. Well, I went to undergraduate and med school at the same time. So I went straight out of high school into this 6-year program and it was so hard. It was very difficult. It was a lot of schoolwork. We went year round and there were so many times that first year I doubted myself. Like when tests were hard, biochemistry was a nightmare. Any of you guys out there in biochemistry thinking you want to quit medicine, don't do it. I got a C in biochemistry. I'm a phenomenal doctor. I don't use biochemistry that often. But I made it through despite all that hardship. And so I get through undergrad and med school and I go into residency. And when I was in residency, I was just like blown away. There were all these super sick people that we would take care of. And I was trying to take care of them in residency and in training. And I would think back to what I learned in medical school. And it still wasn't all coming together and making complete sense. Because you would have this patient and this patient would have this disease process. And you were taught in school, well, you give them this medication for this disease process and they're supposed to get better. Well, what I was finding in my training was like, I did what I was told because I'm very like type A and I stay in this box. But when I gave them this medication, they might get better for a little while, but ultimately they came back with another disease process. Or it was, you know, they may come back again after it got better and it was bad again. So it was like this back and forth. And it was never like anyone really got better. It was almost like we were playing like whack-a-mole. Like, okay, you're better now, you're gone. Oh, wait, you came back, you're gone again. Oh, wait, you came back with a different disease process. Let's stop that. And it was just, it was interesting. And so I remember being in residency and just thinking, well, Cassie, you know, you're learning. There's so much going on. Eventually, we'll all make sense, right? Well, interestingly enough, whenever I was in residency, I got a disease process. So I got an autoimmune disease called Graves' disease. And that is where your thyroid makes too much thyroid hormone. And so I felt terrible. And I was on these medications to make myself feel better. And nobody could tell me why I got this, if there was any way to fix it other than medication. Somebody talked to me about radiating my thyroid, which just sounded terrible. And I just remember asking the endocrinologist, like, what can I do to make it better? Why did it happen? Like, what is the root cause of this? And they just said, oh, it's an autoimmune disease. You were predisposed to having it. You're fine. Just take this medication. And it was very disheartening, but I did it because I was busy and I was trying to take care of a million people and they're the doctor, right? And like, they're this specialist. So I did what they said. And thankfully my disease went into remission and I made it through residency and I graduated. And so I went into practice and I, you know, spent a year as a chief resident and I was kind of doing primary care. And throughout that year, I was still training some resident physicians, which was nice. And I was teaching them what I was taught, which was, this is the disease process. This is what it looks like. These are the things you look for. Check, check, check. You know, when you're in the hospital and patients come into the hospital, you know, you get them breathing, you get their blood pressure good. It doesn't matter what else caused this. You kick them out the door. You don't ask them how they feel, you know, just everything that we learn in school, which is very, it's not patient centered and it's not good healthcare. But that's what I did because that's what we were taught. And so I did this for a year. And what I realized as people left the hospital and came to see me in clinic and came back to clinic was, guess what? They're not getting better. They're on more medication. We're adding additional medications. They're getting sicker. And I was always like, why? Like, I didn't understand why. And it was so frustrating because I am the type A person. I'm going to go do everything you're supposed to, just like you're taught. So the guidelines say, you know, the guidelines say you put diabetics on ACE inhibitors so their kidneys don't get worse. The guidelines say you give them metformin. The guidelines say you keep their A1C less than 7. The guidelines say you talk to them about diet and exercise. I did all those things. And those people come back and they're sicker. Their kidneys are worse. Their blood pressure is worse. They have worse disease processes. And so I was just very disheartened with, like, I'm doing everything I'm taught. Is this really all we have for people in medicine? And so I decided I'm going to go back to fellowship. I'm going to go into fellowship and I'm going to learn just about diabetes and thyroid and metabolism so that I can be that endocrinologist, the one that I looked up to, so that I can maybe help people figure out, like, why do they have these disease processes and how can I help them get better, right? So I go into fellowship. I went to the University of Oklahoma, so OU, and I did a fellowship at Harold Hamm Diabetes Center because they had a lot of research opportunities. And so there was all this research with diabetes and all these new great medications that were coming out, right? So GLP-1s, Victoza, Ozempic, Synjardy, this was like on the rise of SGLT2s and GLP-1s. And these medicines were going to change people's lives. And so I was like, I want to be there. I want to be in that cutting era. I want to be able to fix people, right? I want to know why and I want to fix them. So I went to fellowship. And I learned everything you could learn about endocrinology. And I was passionate and I was, you know, I'm going to learn. And I did the clinical trials and I learned about GLP-1s and I learned about SGLT2s and the state of the art, the best stuff we have for diabetes. Okay. And I was all in, like, I'm going to learn because I want to make people better. And so I get out of fellowship in 2017 and I go to work for Mercy Hospital. And when I go to work for Mercy Hospital, I have people who I'm seeing, you know, every 3 months and a lot of them have diabetes. And I'm doing exactly what they told me to do in fellowship, okay? I am giving them the best medicines on the market. I am telling them to not eat as much. I'm telling them to exercise. You know, I'm giving them all the medicine because that's what we're told to do. And guess what? People are coming back and they're not getting better. Their A1Cs might be better, but their kidneys are still getting worse and they're on more medications. I start them on one, and then 3 months later, I start them on another one. And then, you know, 2 years later, they're on 20 medicines and they don't feel good because all these medicines have side effects. And they're saying to me, Cassie, like, how do I fix this? I had so many people ask me from 2017 to 2020, like, how can I fix this? I don't want to take medicine. And I'm thinking in my head, well, you have to take medicine. Like, that's what they've taught us, right? Now, at the same time that all this is happening, interestingly enough, I develop Hashimoto's. So my Graves went the other way and now I have Hashimoto's, which is a hypothyroid condition. And I feel the same way a lot of these people feel, right? So I'm tired and I feel like I'm gaining weight and I'm cold and I'm having menstrual irregularities and I don't sleep well. And so I'm going to doctors and I'm asking myself the same thing, like, okay, I'm doing everything you're telling me to do. I'm taking my medication. My TSH is where it's supposed to. But why is this happening? Like, is there a way I can fix this? I don't want to take medicine forever. And so I'm asking the same things my patients are asking me, right? Of myself and of other specialists. But the problem is, no one's taught this. Like in school, this is not what we're taught. We are taught, you know, follow the Endocrine Society guidelines. Your TSH is good. You're on medication. Great. And so it was very disheartening for me as a patient and as a provider because I don't have the answers to give people. And going back to when I was a kid, I was like, I went into medicine because I want to understand disease processes, why they happen, and how can I help people? How can I help people not have these disease processes, and how can I help people fix it? Like if they do have it, let's fix it. Let's reverse it. How do we educate people to not get it, right? So there are so many people in this country right now with diabetes. About 1 in 3 adults in this country have diabetes. It's estimated that 1 in 2 by 2050 are going to have diabetes. Why as a society are we not teaching people how to not get this process? We're waiting until they get it, and then we're trying to treat them and prevent them from getting complications. Why are we not telling people and treating them right now, hey, you guys, this is what we need to do. These are the basics. This is the basic thing in healthcare that we need to do so that you don't get these diseases, right? So from 2017 to 2020 was a pretty disheartening time for me. I had a lot of issues, especially coming into 2020. I was very almost depressed. I remember telling my husband, like, I think I totally messed up here. I'm not in the right field of work. This is not fulfilling to me. I'm actually not helping people get better. I'm just giving them more medication. I don't feel like I'm doing what I was supposed to do in medicine, which is treat people and heal people and make them feel better. And so I had this time at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, where I literally told my husband, like, I think I want to quit my job. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. Like, this is not what I thought medicine was. And he nicely said, you're not quitting your job, Cassie. You have $500,000 in student debt. You're going to be a doctor. So figure it out. And so I was like, you know, okay, there's got to be something else out there. So I decided I'm going to do my own research, right? I'm going to figure it out. But I knew that what I was doing was not making me happy. So I actually quit my job at the very end of February 2020. So probably the worst time ever to quit a job in the last, you know, century. And so I decided I'm going to start a private practice. I'm going to do my own thing March 1st, 2020, right? So right before COVID. And so that's what I did. So I leave the hospital world and I go into private practice. And I decide, okay, I'm going to figure out how I can really help people. Why, whenever I was in school, was I not taught how do I really help people? Like, what is causing disease process? That type of stuff. So I go into private practice and I start doing some functional medicine training. So I ended up taking some BioT courses where I met some phenomenal people who taught me about thyroid disease and gut health and supplements and hormones. And from that, I started doing my own research. So I did tons of research on hormones and hormone metabolism. I did a ton of research on insulin and how insulin is so pro-inflammatory, on cortisol and how cortisol and insulin affect your sex hormones as a man and a woman, and how all that increases insulin further and leads to weight gain. And so I just went down this rabbit hole of functional medicine and how, oh my gosh, there are peptides and there are different things you can do to help heal your body. And so I started kind of treating myself that way because still in 2020, I'm not feeling good. Like I have Hashimoto's, I'm taking my medication. I don't have normal menstrual cycles. I'm heavier than I ever was. I'm not sleeping well. And so I started treating myself. And lo and behold, I started finding that these very simple, basic things that we actually learn in medicine and biochemistry and about cellular processes and ATP and cellular energy, all these basic things, when you go back to the basics, they actually work. So it's not just covering up symptoms and giving people medication. It's actually getting to the root cause of why is your thyroid not working? Why are you inflamed? Why is your insulin level high? And so as I started to learn these things, they just kind of all compounded on each other. And I started slowly, you know, learning about hormones and then fixing people's hormones. And then, you know, I already know about insulin. So let's Let's also add in, let's lower insulin levels and let's make sure thyroid is actually optimized. And oh, let's look at everything with the thyroid that can optimize the thyroid. And so I got down this pathway of functional medicine, and I've just continued to learn, and I'm so passionate about helping people figure out how to do this that I make myself learn every week, almost every day. I'm learning new stuff. I spent last Sunday doing courses for 12 hours because I want to teach people more about some cellular regeneration and cellular medicine, because that's what it comes down to, is going back to the basics. And so I'm very happy to say that from 2020 until now, my practice has changed a lot, and I'm much more happy. My personal health has changed a lot as well. So my Hashimoto's has been in remission for over a year. I no longer take thyroid medication. Thanks to Dr. Corey Rice. He got me on the right track in Dallas, Texas. Phenomenal guy who taught me, you know, your gut is not healthy, Cassie. We've got to fix your gut. We've got to get you on the right supplements. We've got to heal that. And then eventually we can get you off your medicine. And he was so right. And so I have felt better than I've ever felt in my life in the last year, especially the last 6 months, by just going back to the basics, going back to cellular energy and figuring out why I was so inflamed, why I had all these issues, and how they were affecting my organ systems and all the disease processes that they were causing. So I personally have gone on a great journey over the last 4 years, but I feel like I have so many patients that have as well. And it's brought back that joy in me and like why I went into medicine. So I went into medicine because I truly want people to feel well. I want to help educate them. I want them to understand how they got to where they were. And I want them to understand how they get to feeling better and how they can fix that process. And I want to educate patients, but I want to educate providers too, because I want everyone to know, hey, we don't have to feel like this. This is not what we have to do. We don't have to take medication. We don't have to, I mean, you just have to go back to the basics. What we learned in biochemistry and ATP and the Krebs cycle, all of these things, like we have to learn how to make efficient energy for ourselves. And when we do that and we treat ourselves and we treat our body how we're supposed to, and we sleep and we eat well and we exercise and move our body, we can help. We can cure and we can fix a lot of these disease processes. So that's kind of the story as to how I got where I am now. And thankfully, I got amazing training on the way. So I went to medical school and then I did my fellowship in endocrinology, which is phenomenal because you learn all about hormones. So I understand the physiology of sex hormones and thyroid hormones and adrenal hormones and insulin and cortisol. So I've been able to put all that together with the functional medicine training that I've done. And I have just been extremely happy with the results that most patients have gotten over the last few years with me and with myself. And so that, I think, is why I'm so passionate about this, because it all stems from when I was a kid and just wanting to understand the how and the why. And then I went through this 20-year cycle where, you know, I went to training and I went to med school and I went to fellowship and I learned all these things, but it didn't go back to the how and the why. Like, it was, this is how you treat people, but they weren't really getting better because I didn't understand, like, from a cellular level, why are we getting these disease processes? And now that I've been able to put it all together, and sometimes you do need medications, right? I'm not saying medications are all bad. You need medications to a certain extent, but you need to be able to educate and explain to patients and explain to providers, why is this happening, in a way that they understand, so that then if they understand the why and the how, they can understand how to fix it, which is not always just take a pill. And so that's my passion, and that's where I come from, and that's why I've decided to educate people and to start this podcast. And I think it's a great way to do it, you know, back to the basics with Dr. Cassie Smith, a simple approach in the modern world. And that's what I really want to do. I want to take a simple approach with you guys in this modern world, in this crazy world. We're busy, we don't sleep enough, there's toxins everywhere. But even though there is, I've done it over the last few years. And I have a lot of patients that have done it as well. And if you get on social media or go out into the world, there's millions of people that are going to tell you, hey, I cured myself. I cured myself from this autoimmune disease. I cured myself from, you know, all these different things. And so that's what I want to focus on and help you guys focus on. Let's just take a simple approach in this modern world. Let's go back to the basics and let's learn about why we have these disease processes, why they're occurring, and what are some ways that we can fix them. And so that's just kind of my story. That's where I come from. And that's my passion, is just educating people and hopefully changing healthcare to some degree and letting people understand that they don't have to take all these medications. They don't have to just listen to, you know, this is how it is. This is the disease process that you have. Just take this medication and move on. And hopefully providers can start, you know, even though that's not what they were taught. I know in school, that's what we're still teaching people. But hopefully providers can get something out of this and say, you know what, even though I was taught that in school, it doesn't make sense. These people keep coming back. And even though I'm treating them how I'm supposed to treat them and their TSH is where it's supposed to be, or, you know, their blood sugars are where they're supposed to be, they still have complications. They still don't feel well. And so let's figure out why. And let's talk about, hey, feelings matter and healthcare. Let's talk about how we fix it and how we make healthcare better and how we make everyone feel better. Because if we do that, I mean, my purpose is to make you feel as well as you can, because everyone was put on this earth to do something amazing. And whatever that is, you need to feel well and you need to be functioning well so that you can do what you're passionate about and what you're put here to do. So that's my goal. That's my drive. And that's what I want to do with this podcast, is just educate you guys. And if you like that and you're interested in learning more, then I hope that you will subscribe and download these episodes and come along for the ride and listen and share this with your friends and family and help me educate and change the trajectory of healthcare in this country.
The information presented, including any materials discussed, referenced, or linked within this podcast, are for general educational purposes only, not the practice of medicine. No doctor-patient relationship is formed from you listening to this podcast or utilizing any of the information provided. I am a doctor, but I am not talking to you as your doctor. The information provided is not intended to diagnose or treat health problems, or take the place of the professional medical care provided by your doctor. If you are experiencing any health problems, including problems you believe have been touched upon in any respect within this podcast, you should consult your doctor about the problems without delay. You may ask your doctor whether he or she believes the information I have provided would be helpful to you, but you should still consult your doctor immediately and follow his or her medical advice as your treating physician. I'm just here to provide you basic knowledge about the issues we discuss so you are more aware of them and can better discuss them with your doctor. That's why we call it Back to the Basics. Join me on the next episode as we continue our journey.